When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Matt Spiegel, and I can't wait to bring you Season 2 of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. It's a job so special that even Joe Buck told us he will probably go back to it.
I'm 53, basically 54. I think it's too early to say nevers at this point in my life. I think at some point I'll get the itch again.
Incredible guests sharing great stories from your favorite teams coming this year. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.
Yeah. Welcome back to the warm-up program. My name is Al Dukes. I'm with CeeLo today as Jerry is filling in for Boomer, and he'll be with Gio at 6. Aerosmith's on their farewell tour.
Yeah, yep. Is it?
It's a
last hurrah.
The peace out tour, they're calling it.
Although, farewell.
I got to tell you, I went to see The Who's farewell tour in 1989,
yeah,
and they're still
wasn't
playing.
The farewell tour.
They're still playing. It's unbelievable.
Well, farewell for now.
Farewell until we get bored at home.
Until we need some money.
Or we need some cash.
Yeah.
Cash. I'm not really interested in Aerosmith. I like a bunch of their songs, but not enough to go to a concert, I don't think.
Is Steven Tyler still sound as good as...
Yeah, he sounds pretty good.
Incredible.
Pretty good.
I mean, to sing that way.
Yeah. Man. I think he still sounds pretty good. And they're touring with the Black Crowes, which is also an interesting band. But I don't know.
How old is Steven Tyler
these
days?
Of those things where it's like I would have to weigh
75.
I'd have to weigh the pros and cons of going to a concert and nowadays. And I'd be like, probably bail on that.
Yeah.
I'd probably not be interested in that.
I'm an Aerosmith guy. I like a lot of their stuff. I don't know if I'd go to the farewell tour, though.
Yeah. Now, there was a sweep in the NHL last night, CeeLo.
Sure was.
The Panthers sweep the Hurricanes.
Don't tell Hurricanes head coach Rod Brindamore.
What do you mean?
We'll hear from him coming up later on in the show.
He's mad?
I don't know about mad. I would say in denial.
He's in denial that they got swept?
Yes.
Oh, he thought they hung in there and played a good series?
I mean, I don't think anyone would argue that, but he took it a little further than you're used to hearing a coach.
Ooh, what time will we hear that clip? 6:30?
Potentially 6. I mean, I would think we would get to the play-by-play of the game winner because it was an exciting. It was right at the end. 4.9 seconds left. Matthew Tkachuk, who's had a massive postseason for the Panthers.
Okay.
On a power play. It was a little controversy. They had to review it.
Oh.
Goal stood. Game over. Series over.
And
the Panthers on to the cup final.
All right.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In other Jet-related news, yesterday the Jets hosted ex-Bills punter Matt Araiza.
I think it's Araiza.
Araiza.
I believe. Yes.
Matt Araiza.
Araiza.
For a workout. Now, he's been out of the NFL since August after the Bills released him.
Technically, wasn't really in. I mean, he never played in a game. He was a rookie. They drafted him.
He was a high draft pick for a punter.
Yes. Yeah.
Because he was,
they were calling him. He did play in the preseason. They were calling him the punt god.
That
he
was
hitting
it.
These booming punts.
Punt
yeah.
god.
Yeah.
And then there was a lawsuit filed accusing him and two former San Diego State teammates of sexual assault of a 17-year-old girl.
Yes.
So they released him
quickly. Yes.
Yeah, but now no charges were filed.
Right.
And San Diego State, they did an investigation and said no wrongdoing by Araiza.
They also. Investigators, I think, using like, I don't know if it was surveillance or security video, they basically proved that he was not where this gal was alleging that he was or involved in whatever went on that night.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But like, this will follow this dude now.
Yeah, but I mean, if he's essentially, I'm not going to say acquitted because there were no charges filed, but if he's, what's the word I'm looking for, absolved of any wrongdoing here?
Yeah,
or actual evidence?
For example, like when I saw this, I saw Adam Schefter put this out yesterday that he was going to, and I immediately went, why would they bring this guy in?
Well, if you do some digging, you see the update on the situation.
But how? But this is the
how
problem.
How many people will do the digging?
Right. How many people do the digging? And all you do is you think, oh, this guy sexually assaulted a 17-year-old girl.
Mm.
Right? Because we don't read the follow-ups.
I think that that's the stain on his reputation at the moment. But if he catches on with the team and, you know, he's more in the public eye, I would think people... The more, let's say it this way, the more, I guess, visible he is or in the news, so to speak, I think people would maybe find out about the updates to the story.
Yeah, but
and maybe there's still more to come. I mean, I've read what is out there. I don't know if he's fully out of the weeds here or not, but it sounds like...
It seems like he's fully out of the weeds.
Yeah.
But you also have people, because this is the way this is before I started watching all these crime documentaries. Before I started watching all these crime documentaries over the last few years... The younger Al, and by younger I mean like 2 years ago, would have thought he had to have done something or he wouldn't have been mixed up in this.
Uh-huh.
Right? And then I would go, okay, so he must have done something, even if he didn't.
Maybe he did. I don't know.
Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. It sounds like he didn't. But in my head, I'd be like, how to get him on something? He's just a punter. Why bring him in? Right? And if he was a star quarterback, then maybe you put up with a bad reputation.
Yeah.
But that's not fair to him if he did nothing and wasn't even there.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, this is what I mean by his, like, reputation is been tarnished.
Well, he seems like he'll get some looks here to at least,
I guess,
you know, work out. Now, if he's punting anything like he was last summer, you would think from a football standpoint. It's like, if you're going to bring him in for the workout, clearly you're comfortable enough. You're going to come take a look at him. Let's say he punts the crap out of the ball in the workout. Yeah. What are you going to say? Well, it's not worth it. Sorry. Like, what would he have to do? What bar, what threshold does he have to cross from a workout standpoint? You know, like how high in the air does he have to punt the ball in order for them to be like, okay, well, we'll put the other stuff to the side.
Right.
You know, it's weird. I always wonder how that works.
Eddie's yelling at me to do a sports.
Oh, thing. Right then. Yeah. You have,
Amy Lawrence.
As Eddie wrote, less than 0%.
Okay.
Chance.
I'm not even going to take a shot then.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry, the superheroes of WFAN.
Oh, hi there. Welcome back. Gio with Jerry will be up here in just a moment. I'm still here with CeeLo. CeeLo, you got the big overnight show tonight, by the way.
2 to 5, leading into you guys tomorrow morning at DJ's.
That's right. We're going to be live in DJ's, CeeLo, so you better come strong to the mic. You better give us a nice lead-in. We want all of your overnight people to stay tuned at 5 a.m. because Jerry and I are going to be... I don't know what we're doing. We're talking to a bunch of
something
dudes staring at us with beer cans of beer in their hand.
Someone shows up
trying to stay
5 o'clock in the morning
and freezing.
Oh, they'll be there, Jerry. They'll be there at 5 a.m.
All right,
with their beers in hand.
WFAN, WFAN FM, WFAN FM HD1, New York. Always live on the Free Odyssey app.